Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, the show that takes unsolved mysteries and cocktails, puts them together for your listening pleasure. We're in the same fucking room.
Imagine.
Oh my god. So with me is the amazing Suze Kemmer. The fantastic Chris Stokes. And I'm Masood Marlis. Hello.
Masood Marlis. And we are drinking very special cocktail.
Yes. Oh my god.
To christen the it's not a studio.
Oh Chris.
I know. No, let's not make...
We're christening.
We are christening the new gaff.
Yes.
With a takeaway, and we ordered the Giggling Squid. And they have cocktails on their menu, so we thought for the first one we couldn't be asked to make any.
They come in these little...
fantastic silver bottles.
What is it? So we'll do it in the order that we normally do.
What have you got, Chris?
Mine is a Thai chili and lemongrass cooler. Whoa. And it's nice.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Suze?
I've got a coconut espresso martini. It's a Luna coconut rum with fair cafe liqueur and cold brewed espresso. It's probably quite caffeinated and I probably shouldn't have it. But sorry, it's just one.
Yeah, it's fine.
You have espresso martinis, don't you?
Yeah, and they're never as much as a cup of coffee.
No.
Are you a decaf? Do you drink decaf coffee?
Yeah, because I've got a funny heart.
Like ha-ha funny or like a clown? Or
if I'm dead, it wouldn't be funny.
No.
It's like, you found it funny, that'd be awful.
It's like Mr. Burns when you see inside his chest.
Oh, yeah.
like a little plum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my heart's like.
And it beats like...
I am drinking a kaffir lime leaf margarita with El Sueno Blanco Tequila.
Blanco.
With kaffir lime leaf reduction, agave nectar, and pressed lime juice. Cool. And that is bloody delicious. That's really, really nice. Let's have a sip.
These are great.
Yeah, what a good idea.
And they're
only
really like £7.50 each. We're not sponsored by Giggling Squid. This isn't paid content, but Giggling Squid, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
They're very, very delicious.
What have you got for us today?
Yes.
Is the right time to change the format of the podcast and do new things when we're halfway through a season?
It's not stopped us before, Chris.
No, you're right.
What's the new thing?
Well, the cameras and the...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just yeah.
By the way, listeners, if you want to also be viewers...
Oh, yes.
You can do so by joining our Patreon, patreon.com/mysteryontherocks. There are plenty of other things that you would get.
There's lots of tears... and laughter.
Oh, I hate puns.
So basically, on the cheapest tier of the Patreon, you will get these videos. But on the middle tier, what do you get, Chris?
Outtakes that aren't that don't get put anywhere else. You get bonus minisodes.
Oh yeah.
Every month, you get a whole full episode. Of us just chatting, no mysteries.
It's such good stuff, guys. Sometimes we talk about what on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, a few other little things.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah.
What a lovely
job. You get a monthly Mystery on the Rocks crossword.
Now, Chris, I think that's something you're quite keen on.
Yeah, I feel like you've promised
He's
something.
He's finished his drink.
Greedy
little pig.
Well, what am I going to have as a chaser?
Chaser.
So we have a bar there.
Yes.
Top tier, you get everything that I just mentioned. You also get free tickets to any live shows that we do. or free access to any live streams that we may do. And you also get merch.
Yeah.
Oh. And the merch includes a t-shirt, a mug, a poster, and a fucking hoodie.
And we are going to get more stuff.
Yes. More merch coming your way.
So,
Cosmonauts.
Well, yeah, so we're halfway through our season on Geopolitics War and Espionage. We're now entrenched in the Cold War. We're heading into the... We're about to leave the 50s and go into the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode today will largely be about... perhaps an urgent urban legend, but the lost cosmonauts.
Yes.
This is exciting. I've been waiting to talk about this.
This is one I've heard a lot about. Like, through the years, I've read various... stories about these guys.
What's interesting to me is that I had never heard of them until I was looking for stuff to talk about in this season.
Really? That's mad.
And nearly glossed over them because I only caught them last minute.
Okay.
He was like, there they go.
The first I heard about the Lost Cosmos.
Burning through the atmosphere.
The first I heard about the Lost Cosmos was literally probably a month and a half ago.
Wow. Ah. I've read at least... 2 different articles about
it. Well, I know about it from Last Podcast on the Left did an episode of their podcast on, like, I think it's called, like, Unexplained Noises or something.
Oh, I think I listened to that.
Unexplained where they, Noises.
Yeah, but they, like, cover number stages. Yeah. You did that.
Like, I was a bit like, which one of us?
Ah. I've only recently
too gross.
Lent into the thing of, like, that fart jokes are fucking hilarious.
What do you know about the Lost Cosmonauts that I only found out recently?
I think we probably know the same thing, but I know that they were, as far as I know, the story is that Russia sent up a bunch of cosmonauts before the Americans even tried to send somebody out.
And, the only reason it's known about is because these two Italian brothers got recordings of them
like, returning to Earth.
Yeah.
Well, we say returning, but...
Okay, so part of the reason why... Because, yeah, the reason it's a mystery is there any truth in it? Or is it all made up? What Russia was doing at the time was sending out a lot of misinformation anyway, but to big itself up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, part of... I don't see why Russia would necessarily keep this a secret after the fact. Here's why. Because there's a chance that they were doing better than the West in the space race.
Yeah, which was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, at the time,
we need to talk about the space race.
So I get why then... they'd be like, let's keep it a secret while we're doing it because we don't want the West to find out how ahead we are.
Yeah.
Sure.
But after the fact, there's really no reason to cover it up because when has Russia ever been embarrassed about the loss of its subjects?
Yeah.
About the lives of its subjects?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like never.
They're it's like there. Noble to die.
Yes.
For Mother Russia.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the gist is that during the space race, Russia sent more people into space. Because remember, the first man in space officially is Yuri Gagarin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is Russian.
Yeah.
But... and the bending spoons guy.
Michael Jackson is innocent. So yeah, the story goes that apparently Russia sent more people into space before Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah.
None of them survived, and so they kept it quiet.
Yeah. There's even like talks of, I seem to remember there being like photos that surfaced of people that get, like, you know, early Photoshop, where they get, like, erased from photos. Like, they have photos of everybody there, and the people who went up, and then they're like, oh, no.
I don't get this. There's literally photos from, like, the late 19th century, where they're like, oh, there's, like, pre-Photoshop photoshopping going on here. I'm like, wow!
How the fuck
I suppose they just cut them out with scissors.
Yeah, but they'd also, like, I get what people kind of might be saying, because they would, I guess, like, they'd do painting restoration, so they'd also probably restore... doctor photographs. Basically, early Instagram filters where they'd have a photograph, which was mad technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, well, how can we pimp this?
I love the idea of an early Instagram filter, someone would be like, what do you think of one or two? Or one?
Yeah.
And then it's like, what do you think of two?
Las Vegas?
Valencia?
Or cats.
Did you see the thing I put up on the early sound?
The early sound thing.
Did you see the thing about the early sound recording thing I put up? Because bear in mind, it wasn't until the late 1870s that they could record sound and hear it back.
Oh, yeah, under, like,
such new technology, yeah. And they were, so, like, in the 1850s, there was a French guy who recorded himself, like, singing a bit of a French song, and, but it was to see the sound. He was singing Clair de la Lune.
Oh, yeah.
But it was onto, like, smoked paper, which is why it was going, it sounds like smoke on paper. And but it wasn't for playback. It was to look at sound waves. But they've used computer technology to recreate the sound. I mean, obviously, it sounds like fucking bullshit, but you can hear it's a man's voice singing it.
Okay.
But anyway, it wasn't until the 1870s that they were able to play it back. It still sounds like garbage, but there's a guy in the 1880s trying to record, he's trying to do different pitches, okay. and he's going, hello, you can hear him, it's crackly, and he's going, this is blah, blah, and he says his name, in the 13th of March, 1885, how's this for height? And it sounds really weird, and then he goes, Mary had a little lamb, something basically...
I've heard this recording.
Goes wrong, and
I've heard the recording.
Its fleece was black as coal, and everywhere that Mary went, oh, fuck. It's so funny. And then you just, and obviously something's fucked up. And it probably takes forever to set this all up. It ain't like pressing voice memos.
Oh,
and then you
man.
Just hear, and then he does the rhyme again. And then it just goes, and everywhere that Mary went, oh, fuck. That's really funny to have a guy in 1885 swearing. That recording, I've listened to it like 15 times. It makes me laugh every time.
It's Susie's favourite track.
I think it's banging.
It's that and 12 Bricks.
It's the 12 Bricks of 1885. But it's just like, this is a recording from 137 years ago of a guy fucking something up and going, oh, fuck. Literally,
as
it's
you've
the
been
same.
Framed for the first
time. It's the Derek and Clive of its era.
So I guess we're talking about recordings because...
It's like a Harry Hill bit, though.
There's recordings of these...
This
is where the urban legend comes
from. Yeah, I think it's why a lot of people believe it.
Yes.
But I think even without these recordings, the myth would persist because I don't think the recordings are the origin of it. I think the recordings are just something people point to prove
yes.
it.
It's another, layer of the cake, I guess. Or
yeah, so do you remember what the brothers were called?
No.
Brothers.
Karasimov?
Pizza!
they were actually...
the Margarita Brothers!
They were called the Mario Brothers, weren't they?
Is it last name Mario? Yes, it is, because it's the
90s. It's in the movie, isn't it? It's the Mario movie. Goes,
Mario,
your name is Mario Mario? It's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really...
Why is that? Dennis Hopper is in the movie. Why do you care?
As a kid, I really liked Bob Hoskins as Mario.
He's good.
Fantastic.
He, halfway through the shoot, he said to the director, I found out last night all this is based on a video game. He could not give a shit.
I love it. Halfway through, he was probably like walking past a fucking like Radio Shack and he's like, hey, we're making a movie of that.
Imagine if, though, he'd have gone, I've been playing it wrong this whole time.
He comes in and
he's like, boop, boop, boop.
Oh, hey, it's a me. Oh, Jesus.
I like that he plays it as Bob Hoskins, though.
Yes. Yeah. It's a...
Yeah, he's not... Like, there ain't nothing Italian going on there.
No, there shouldn't be.
Luigi.
The long, good plumber.
I don't know why I found that as funny as it is. She just substituted the word by
for
plumber.
Good.
That's funny.
It's not good.
The brothers were called the Utica Cordelia Brothers.
Yeah, okay.
That's the surname was Dorval. One of them still alive.
What the fuck? I suppose it was the
50s. Oh, yeah.
They were born, I think I'm saying this right, Akil was born in 1933. He died in 2015.
Okay.
And then Giovanni Battista, the younger brother, was born in 1939 and is ongoing.
Okay. Not even that old.
Yeah.
83 this year.
Yeah, wow. it's not bad.
So they were enthusiasts in radio communication.
Fucking nerds.
No, yeah. They were geeks.
They were captain of the orienteering team. They picked up apparently transmissions from the lost cosmonauts.
Yes.
Because they'd like just picked up everything. They were just like fucking about with their little radios.
Yeah. And apparently it's these recordings that people point to and say, wow.
It definitely happened.
Hey, I think it's a real thing.
There's actually
people who say that all sound like that.
Yeah, hi, I heard it as a trail story.
The recordings are actually catalogued as well. So, May 1960, unnamed cosmonaut lost when his orbiting space capsule veered off course. November 1960, they picked up an SOS message in Morse code from a troubled spacecraft.
Ooh.
That would have taken fucking ages.
Yeah. February 1961,
they recorded the suffocation of a cosmonaut.
Yeah, Jesus. That's the famous one.
And then April 1961, which is just before Yuri Gagarin actually went up, a capsule circled the Earth three times before entering, re-entering Earth's atmosphere. May 1961, weak calls for help from an orbiting capsule. So they did carry on. The lost cosmonauts don't just predate Gagarin. Some of them carry on afterwards.
Mm. Oh, okay, right.
So it's basically like Russia sent a load of failed space missions up and they covered them up. So it's not always... Yeah, the fact that they predated Yuri Gagarin, if true, is huge.
Yeah.
But the fact that they kept going doesn't mean that they're like, oh no, it was just before.
Yeah.
They just kept
going. Yeah. So October 1961, a Soviet spacecraft veered off course and vanished into deep space.
Oh, that's the worst one if that happens.
Well, I don't...
For me, that's a big space fear of
mine. Maybe they're still out there.
Am I to understand that the phrase deep space is just outside of Earth's orbit?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah, I thought deep space was like beyond
outside
the solar system.
The solar system. That's what I thought too.
I think it... Oh, I don't know.
Because if it's what me and Suze think, then it would have taken fucking years for it to veer
exactly,
into deep space.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
still not have made it out into deep space.
Maybe it's just beyond Earth's orbit.
In my head, deep space is like proper... Well, outside of Earth is space to me, and I fucking hate the idea.
Outside of Earth is space to everyone.
Yeah. I don't want
to
go...
But I just don't like it.
If I go in the sea and I can't touch the bottom, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. That is my
fear
big fear.
Fear the ocean
is,
and fear space.
Are you the same in swimming pools, not liking to touch the bottom?
No, that's fine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because like, I'm not going to get dragged out.
But
it's like,
oh, right.
I'm not scared of water, it's just the sea. Fear the fucking ocean, man.
Yeah, it's a scary place.
Yeah, well,
deep space.
Not meant to be in it.
Hang on. Empty...
I guess.
I just want to know what deep space... Right, I'm going to fucking Google it. What does deep space mean? Fuck, we're so dumb. Right, okay.
Before, outside the Earth's atmosphere, you two are right. Yeah.
Is it just outside the Earth's atmosphere?
No,
we're
right. Well outside the Earth's... Right.
It's well outside the Earth's atmosphere.
Right,
that's well outside.
This is Webster's Dictionary. Space well outside the Earth's atmosphere, and especially that part lying beyond the Earth-Moon system.
The Earth-Moon system.
Yeah.
The Earth-Moon system. That's not a thing.
I think that's crazy, because the Moon is in Earth's orbit.
Yeah,
yes.
Literally.
So then outside of...
To be outside of the orbit, it has to be...
No, wait,
past
the Moon's
the moon,
in the
yeah.
Moon's orbit.
The Moon orbits the Earth, right?
So it's caught in Earth's
it's
orbit.
It's caught in Earth's orbit.
Right?
Yeah. So then deep space is that part past it. It's past it.
Suze was right, we're dumb.
I don't know what's wrong with us.
Call myself a sci-fi.
Why are we like this? Wonder we all live in this house together.
November 1962, a space capsule bounced off the Earth's atmosphere during re-entry. And disappeared. And then November 1963, which this is the famous one, I think.
Okay.
Unnamed female cosmonaut.
Oh,
this is the famous
perished
recording.
Perished on re-entry.
I think I've
horrendous.
Heard that one, yeah.
It's harrowing.
So I've never heard any of them.
So that's quite a harrowing recording.
Yes. And then April 1964, cosmonaut lost when capsule burnt up on re-entry.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so
horrible as well.
There have been... Those are basically the recordings.
Those are the two famous ones. The suffocating one, because
yeah.
you just hear someone going,
yeah,
and the burning up one, because you can hear them in Russian
and also
saying, it's hot, it's too hot, it's a flame.
Apparently also the SOS one. So the one they recorded in November 1960, which again was before Gagarin, there was like they spent an hour listening to static.
Yeah.
And then the two brothers said they recognised an SOS signal that seemed to be moving away from Earth rather than...
Toward
Earth.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And then the story was picked up by a Swiss-Italian radio station. And then the brothers became that radio station's space experts.
Wow.
Which I think
nice.
Is premature, because like, they're recording... Because there's actually some quotes here from it. So the story's picked up, they became the space experts.
Mm.
And then in it, that's the SOS Morse code signal, was sent from a troubled spacecraft leaving Earth's orbit. And then in the May 1961, the orbiting spacecraft makes an appeal for help after going out of control.
Right.
And then in the November 1963 case, this is the one where the brothers said they recorded the voice of a female cosmonaut re-entering the Earth's atmosphere in a malfunctioning spacecraft, and in the recording she's heard to have cried out, I am hot as it burnt up, which may just be a brag.
She's an arrogant pig.
Yeah, she sat there looking in a mirror. I'm hot.
It's genuinely horrifying to listen to when you have the
So why have you listened to them? Because the last podcast
played it. And she's like, obviously, I don't know how to speak Russian, but it is basically, it's hot. You can hear terror in the voice. It's very hot. I can see a flame. I can see a flame. It's very hot. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Which, like, I guess they knew vaguely, if it's an experimental space flight, what they're... And also, let's not forget, it's not like, it's not nice to talk about, but we, because then in the age of television and the space race got won, I guess, secrecy got lifted and space launches were televised. And then spacecraft would still blow up.
There's footage of like...
So this isn't outside the realms of possibility that there were tests made that didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, what a... I mean, how good that Yuri Gagarin, the first ever man in space, happened to survive.
Well, yeah.
So like, I'm not... Listen, I'm not saying then that this is definitely true and there were definitely people that went up before Gagarin. All I'm saying is that it's possible.
So it's possible, like you're saying, it's likely that this could be.
So, I mean, it's why most people will believe a story, which is that something. So the reason that we think a lot of conspiracy theorists are nuts is because what they're saying is batshit.
Yes.
With some things, even if you might not agree with them, you can see why they might think it.
Yeah.
With this one. If somebody just told you the Russians sent some people into space before Gagarin, you'd go, but they didn't survive. You go, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it all makes sense.
It doesn't feel like...
When you actually just, like, put it like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like flat Earth, where they're like, well, how do you know the Earth isn't flat? You're like, that's stupid.
Have you seen, did you see First Man?
No, I
haven't. Damien Chazelle film. So it's about the Neil Armstrong, obviously, first man on the moon. And it's what was so brilliant about First Man is how they show, in a way that I've never seen before on screen, what fucking tin cans they were being flown up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you feel that the ship could break apart. The rocket could break apart.
So to say that, Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space, what a miracle he survived. Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, what a miracle, that made it there.
Mm.
But, I mean, Apollo 13 very nearly didn't make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's after the moon stuff, but, space is so dangerous.
Yeah.
We're talking about 60 years ago.
Jesus. It's what is it? The foil on the outside of the spaceships is tinfoil. It's tinfoil.
Yes.
It's fucking tinfoil. Yes. And you're like, oh.
They're held together with rivets and stuff, and I guess they were putting those in going, hope this holds.
We don't know. It's like fucking...
The technology.
Yeah. What stops space from getting in? We don't know. Maybe this?
Our phones have 80 billion times more technology than anything they had to take.
Space.
Yeah. So if somebody sat me down, a very reasonable man, and said, by the way, Russia sent people into space before Gagarin and none of them made it, which is why you don't know about them.
Yeah.
I think that in put like that, in that way, is very, very plausible.
Yes. Yeah. I'd hear that and go, okay, that stands to reason. That's
and then you would say, where's the proof?
Yes. Yeah, because I go, okay, so, what's the next?
Hey, guys, what was the first animal sent into space?
Was it a dog?
They did send a dog into space.
And
the dog was
called Laika.
Laika the dog.
Yes, yeah.
Laika, they, sent her into space and they were like, well, she made it, died.
Oh, yeah.
They never couldn't bring her back.
But that wasn't the first animal sent to space. What was the first animal they sent into space?
Wasn't it a chimp?
No, it was some flies.
Was it?
What?
They were like, there you go, they made it into space. Yeah, and I think they knew the flies were alive in space, so they were they can live up in space.
They had a little microphone.
I don't know how they knew, but yeah, they must have.
Which could have just been static.
Well, flies are alive.
That's why I like
it. They were going to make a movie about these flies in space.
A Pixar movie.
Yeah, it was like a B movie, but it was like fly.
I think that would be the idea that going, wait a minute, those flies are still alive. Send up Yuri.
It turns out it's fine. What if they send the flies into space and to give them a good send off, they sent them up with really good shit?
You're like, the head of the fucking space program takes a fucking dump in there.
This is for those brain flies.
Every single episode.
And then he's like, he presents it. He was like, is this good enough for those flies? And his all his underlings are like, it's a good one, sir. It's a good put, sir.
That's a good shit.
What have you? Applauded. And he went. I had some baba ganoush especially for the flies.
It gets brought with
and
a fucking.
And he's putting it in a Tupperware of him going like, for good flight, boys. Single tear.
He's played by Tommy Lee Jones in the movie.
The Shitters, yeah.
Yeah. and he comes out and everyone's like, sir. And then he goes, Colonel made boom boom.
Colonel made boom boom.
Yeah.
I think that might be my favourite Hollywood line of all time.
You
Colonel
pigs. Boom boom. You dirty pigs.
Suze will do this. She'll steer the conversation and introduce a disgusting concept. Me and Masuda run with it and then she'll disgusting. Extricate herself. And be
what
like,
dirty
no,
pair. Just, oh, horrible.
You'll wash your hands.
Dirty boys.
What filthy little brutes. Imagine me on a podcast with these two. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think astronauts have to not be embarrassed about shitting.
Mm. Yeah, because they got poop with nappies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is grim.
Don't they have a little thing they poop into?
They do, and like it's like a little toy, but I think it has to go at certain times or something. There's like some weird thing about
it.
There's
like, a rotor, yeah.
Yeah.
It's shitting time! But they're eating like freeze-dried food, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not up there like, oh, I've got some lasagna in a little pot.
Oh, imagine if one did though. It's like, wait!
Yeah. And everything's like so weight controlled.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah.
They weigh everything before they go in.
Have you seen that quite dreadful film on Netflix about the stowaway on a spaceship? It's like a spaceship going to Mars and it's got Toni Collette in it and Anna Kendrick.
Oh my god, these are all good people.
Yeah, you made it sound like a B movie.
It is quite bad. Just
a stowaway on a spaceship. Who's the stowaway?
I've forgotten the actor's name.
John Leguizamo.
Hey, it's Luigi Mario.
Playing it as Luigi.
And they obviously they've weighed everything, so it's like it's a 3-person crew, but now they have 4 people, and so they're like, what are we gonna do? And they like,
we're gonna have to bin all our shit.
Yeah. It's shitting time.
Quick, we've all got a shit. Pronto.
And like they find like how they're gonna do it, but yeah, you're right. Like the whole weight control thing ends up being like because the film is trying to be super scientific about it, where they're like, right,
what,
well,
like
how
human
do we...
centipede.
Yeah, what would actually happen if we put a colon through 3 people? but yeah, and so yes, everything is weight controlled so much so that like literally, if someone brings on an extra fucking Snickers bar, the whole thing is fucked.
What, so there's 4 people and like, well, we better sort this out. Like, you're not going to be able to figure this out.
They talk about, they're like, well, we got to kill him or one of us has to die. And that's it.
In the movie, though, it sounds like, or another movie, where it sort of like at the start makes noises that it's trying to be really scientific.
Yeah.
And yeah, they sneak a Snickers bar on.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, that's going to destroy the mission. And then there's a hull breach and they seal it.
Oh, yeah, let's get some tape.
They'll seal it with the Snickers wrapper.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's good.
Check off Snickers.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it is not a great film because the way it ends is very disappointing.
No.
What do they do?
Well, Anna Kendrick sacrifices herself.
Oh!
Which is really...
But she's the lovable one.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
Don't worry, I'll go on the steps of the bathroom. She's from Into the Woods and she sings that.
I'll go. And then she just takes a massive shit.
Don't worry, I'll
there you go, sorted the way.
And they're like, I can't believe it. I've never seen a human being shit this much in one go. And she's like, and then like,
from around the corner, they see it through the viewing hatch.
And they're all crying. And they're like, she's like Hitler.
She has saved our lives.
And then through the
splats on the window.
Through the portal.
And they're like, ew.
Landslide.
Oh my God.
That's good.
So, yeah, you would think, very plausible, and then you would think...
Show me the money.
Where's the evidence? Do you have any proof of this?
Mm.
And that, other than these recordings, really isn't very much.
There's not.
No, the Russians have always said, like, no. But
there's the photos thing I mentioned before, but that's not exactly proof.
Yeah,
the doctored photos of the cosmonauts.
The thing about what Susie said about the Russians saying, no, it never happened.
Mm.
Well, part of this... conspiracy is that the Russians covered it up deliberately. So
yeah.
If you believed that, then you would not believe the Russians when they said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after the fall of the Soviet Union in the 90s, a lot of files became declassified. There's no mention of any of this.
No.
Like anywhere.
No. Very convenient. Coincidence.
If they had decided that they were going to cover it up, maybe they destroyed all evidence of it.
Yeah. Mm.
That's also plausible. However, I just think that if the Russians wanted to cover it up enough that they would redact all of the files that not even they had any record of it themselves or kept it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is one of those Italian brothers still alive and breathing today?
Yeah. If we're going to play that game of tying up all loose ends, which we have talked about before that they did.
They're not afraid to Litvinenko someone.
Exactly. And that's the other thing as well. Is like,
also, he's an old man. They could just go, bye-bye.
Yeah, they just snap. Pillow, poof, done.
Mm. Like, he's the one still alive. His brother also lived to his 80s.
Yeah. They grew old and they were...
And much in the classic style, as we've covered before, it's like when the government do try to assassinate somebody, it's never this covert, like, it's like, let's chop off his hands. Why did you do that?
Yeah. There are also, like, other certain things. So, like, for example, these audio recordings, it's not just the story, the conspiracy theory that can be debunked. The recordings...
I've heard this about the recordings. Yeah.
Okay, so, for example, one of the main thing is that apparently, within the recordings, none of the actual... cosmonauts who would have been Soviet pilots.
Yeah.
None of them followed standard communication protocols. Okay, if they're panicking that they're about to be incinerated in space, maybe they would.
You're at your most human. Yeah.
But they didn't identify themselves when speaking or use correct technical terminology, which, if you did think that you were going to be incinerated in space, you'd get the technicalities right.
You probably would, yeah.
Because you need to communicate exactly what's happening to the people you're talking
to. Yeah, also, that's another thing that First Man did. It showed how they're perfect for their jobs. Neil Armstrong was always just very calm to the point where he would be very distant.
Yes.
It was almost that thing where it's kind of like, hello.
Yeah.
And I think that's all part of it. You have to be so chill and focused on your job that you don't go hysterical. And at no point did he go, fucking hell, this is terrifying, I'm in fucking space. And I think that's a very astronauty.
It's thing. Like, I think actually probably I did listen to that Mr. Unrocks episode because they...
That's us. The last podcast.
Because they talk about pilots. When you hear pilot, black box pilot, black box pilots, they're just like... they talk about it going on.
We're losing altitude. Yeah,
and then it just cuts out. And it's like nobody's going, oh shit, we're gonna die.
A lot of the sentences didn't make any sense in Russian. So one of them apparently literally translates to our transmission will now.
Will now what?
They missed an end or terminate.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one is that the recording where they said that the craft veered off into deep space.
Mm.
Mm.
There is no way you can do that because space is a vacuum.
Yeah.
And you're not really... You haven't got anything to... You could change course, but only if you could fire a rocket big enough to thrust that way or something. So that doesn't really make any sense.
As in, like, because they're in Earth's atmosphere, there's nothing to drive them out of it, unless something, a rocket fires and they...
Propulsion units powerful enough to leave Earth's orbit did not begin to appear until the test firing of the RD-270 engine in 1969.
Right.
There's one more thing that is probably a good debunk of how these weren't lost cosmonauts. All these cosmonauts are speaking Russian in Italian accents.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, were you about to
no,
say
no, no,
that?
No. I think, that was the perfect reveal.
Yeah.
Okay, there, it's funny how when they're in this absolute terror and staring death in the face, they all speak in Italian accents. Yeah,
like,
so...
Well, I've never faced mortal terror. I can't tell you whether or not that's what comes out. Yeah.
Mate, someone is never at a pitch meeting. Oh God, it's terrifying.
We're all gonna die. Why is Masood speaking in a Chinese accent? Oh yeah.
Masood's like, oh no, what do you think of our idea?
Please, I'll make a show.
What's your name? It's Luigi Mario.
Masood, stop it, you're fucking this up for all of us. I can't help it.
Why do you think the pitch meeting went wrong? He did a fucking Italian accent for no reason.
Oh my God, it was awful. Sorry.
Sorry. Apologize.
So yeah, that's the big thing about how the recordings have been debunked.
Yes.
That said, the recordings have been debunked categorically.
Yes.
But the idea that Russia sent people up into space... That still, to me, does sound plausible. There is no proof of it, so I don't think that they did until somebody shows me something conclusive that they did.
Yeah.
But let's not think that people believe this are inherently crazy.
No.
Because it makes a lot of sense as an just as a jumping off point for a conspiracy theory. This is very, very realistic.
Oh yeah, this isn't like the people who believe that a Death Star brought down the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, a laser fired from space. Wow. Yeah. That's a conspiracy theory. That's a Death Star.
It just feels like, it's almost like this is the, as you said, jumping off point. It's like, this is the sort of, like, before any crazy shit happens, somehow this is one of those things that it just stays there, just stays at that neutral point of it being, like, plausible enough. And that's all it is. It's not like, oh, blah, 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 all this other crazy shit happening. Which is quite fun, actually. I quite like that it hasn't become this other... thing where, like, oh no, it was definitely lasers. Space lasers and holograms are what causes things to crash or whatever.
Whatever.
I remember, for some reason, this tripped off a memory of, there's a game. Yeah, that's it, Metal Gear Solid 3, which mentions a cosmonaut, like one of the bosses you fight.
Really?
Is one of the cosmonauts who returned from Earth. Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid. Okay, my generation of gaming, I guess.
Yeah.
Is I never played Metal Gear or Metal Gear 2.
It's because they're dog shit.
but Metal Gear Solid, when it came out...
Well, on the PS1, it's known to be probably the greatest PlayStation game.
God, it was absolutely... It was the first game... Like,
for sneaky.
It was the first game I, like, finished.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I didn't care about completing games. Yeah. Everyone, like, at school would be like, have you completed it? I'd be like, no, I'd play it for fun.
Yeah. Right.
Metal Gear Solid, I was like, ah, oh, I gotta finish it.
All the way to the end. And then you get the, if you finish at a certain time, you'd get the bandana, which meant infinite ammo. And finish at another certain time, you get the fucking camo, active
camouflage.
I watched a
YouTuber do, like, she's Gen Z. And she does, like, reaction videos to TV and films. And the reason I watched it was because she'd done an MCU marathon.
Okay, yeah.
And she'd never watched any of them.
Okay.
So she'd left it quite late.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'd be quite interesting. And in it, some of the sound effects she used were, you know when you get spotted in Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah.
I sat up. I was like, I haven't heard that noise in ages.
Well, the noise that sends chills through your fucking bones.
Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Like,
bim, 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 bim. Return to your position.
Yeah. Oh, I want to play Metal Gear. Anyway, I'm going to lay my cards out on the table. At the moment, no, I don't think that Russia sent the lost cosmonauts up in space.
No.
No.
But I can see why people do think that.
Yeah.
And the recordings are separate in this for me. The recordings are not the story of the
I think that what these Italian brothers did is like...
get themselves some jobs.
Oh, yeah. And it's like a really like fun way of being part of history, because it's kind of harmless, to be honest, what they did.
Yeah. Like, they were radio enthusiasts, so they're the people who could do this and, like,
and
make it
legit. And
it's
quite impressive. When I first heard the recording of the woman saying, "It's hot, I can see a flame," I found it bone-chilling.
Yeah.
Until they were like, oh, P.S., she's talking an Italian accent, and the Russian translation.
Which I guess, like...
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
I was so relieved, even though people have died in space missions.
So with this, there's been a lot of... Like, so in 1964, the two brothers themselves went on the Italian quiz show, The Fair of Dreams.
The Fair of Dreams.
And they won. They won, and what they chose as their prize was to visit NASA.
Oh!
Wow, that is amazing.
That's so cute. They were like, anyone to the ladies from Hidden Figures?
They're black.
And Kirsten Dunst.
Where's the Kevin Costner? We made him up.
He's the toilet sign.
I love, and this is something that I keep bringing up about that film, is that, like, they completely made up Kevin Costner's
character. And then he's like, well, they have to go all the way over there to use the toilet. Oh, I'll sort this out. Yes. There you go. I destroyed racism. Yes. Thanks, Kevin Costner.
Thanks, Kevin Costner. Oh, Hollywood, I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're watching?
I know they are.
They might be.
Someone's written down, Colonel Make Boom Boom.
They're onto us. Sir.
If I hear Colonel Make Boom Boom in a film, my God.
Sir.
They were the subject of a documentary called Space Hackers.
Oh.
That's funny.
I like the sound of that.
So, if you're interested what happened to the brothers, Akhil, I think I've said it right, or Achille, became a cardiologist, and Giovanni Battista, who worked for the Italian police providing phone taps in criminal investigations.
Oh, so he...
He
was
really
the brains
did.
Of the operation. Yeah.
So, what do you think, Sue?
I think it is nonsense. I don't think they went up. I think they... like I said, they're ham radio enthusiasts. If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be these two.
Yeah.
Who's going to be able to make it sound legit. And I think, yeah, they're just having fun. They're just two dudes that are bored. Imagine that, right? You're just... All you're doing is sitting out in the countryside, fucking around with the radio. Most you hear is static.
Mm.
You hear about the fucking Russian space program. You're like, that's a bit of fun. And I reckon it was literally just to show their friends. And somebody went, oh, hang on a minute. And it felt like a joke that gets out of hand. Like, oh,
that's it. Yeah.
And it just spirals before.
Yeah. And there's that thing where they're like, well, let's say that we found this thing. And maybe it picked up. Like, loads of people were like, what? And they went,
it got picked up by the radio station.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you said, it's harmless fun. Like,
no one actually died.
Yeah, no one actually died.
It doesn't interfere with any missions.
Yeah, like, if true, let's say, if you're still on the thing of, like, if true, it's like, oh, it's quite horrifying. But because it's not, it's not like they've compromised any intelligence.
But also, okay, so do you think it had, like, a larger effect on the whole of, on the space race as a whole? Because if Western intelligence... even if they heard of the story, whether they believed it or not, maybe they would then think, oh, shit, we need to step up our efforts. Because the space race felt like, and this is a good chance to talk about it as any,
because
there's no real mystery in the space race.
No!
So this is like,
we know you won.
But don't you think then, like, the West would have been like, well, if they are sending people up, we need to
send people. Yeah. I guess it could spark
because it looked like for a while that if you think about, oh, well, Russia sent the first person up into space, that Russia were winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Russia won the space race, America made it to the moon first.
Yeah. I feel like, in regards to that then, I feel like they probably would have, like, you know, as those things do, they're like, we got to get a person up there first. That's all they were thinking about. They're just like, how do we get them up there first? Maybe
getting
them
back was a...
who gives a shit about that? Yeah. Get them up. It doesn't matter about getting them back.
See ya.
See ya, fellas.
Say hi to the flies.
Maybe we shouldn't tell them the flies that came back. They came back super intelligent.
The flies came back and they hated.
Sir, Colonel, I got some bad news. It's your boom boom.
Ah, the fly said no.
Just comes back as a big old asteroid.
It's like
it's an asteroid. That's no more stupid than the movie Moonfall. Which
it's so funny.
I watched it with my Americans, and there's a bit in it, right? So, spoiler alert, a character who's fucking annoying, right?
Was it the guy from Game of Thrones?
Oh, he's not funny, and he's rubbish in the film, but anyway. And he's like, I'm just a nerd and a conspiracy
theorist. I don't even know what Damien means.
Right? But there's a, like, he sacrifices, it's a bit like Anna Kendrick, he sacrifices himself so that the moon won't destroy Earth,
yeah.
Right? And then...
wait a minute.
Because the moon's born.
Does the moon have feelings?
Yes. The moon wants to destroy Earth.
Oh, the moon's sentient.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. Hang on
a minute.
Hang on.
Oh, this movie is fucking ridiculous.
Is that get... Does the conspiracy theorist character go, oh, the moon is sentient at one point? Is he like, oh, the moon's got feelings?
Basically.
Does it give... credence.
And he goes into space.
Does it give credence to crazy conspiracy theorists?
No, not really, because the film's so stupid.
Right, okay.
In my head, though, all I see is that old-timey moon with the rocket in its eye.
It's a bit like
that. Is there not even any enjoyment to be had from how hokey a
thing that wish. Is? I was so excited for this. It's so irritating.
Because, yeah, I don't think I was like, this is going to be... This is going to be Citizen Kane of space.
No. I thought it was going to be such a laugh, though, and me and my Americans were angry, right? But at the end of the film, he sacrifices himself to appease the moon and destroy the thing that's making the moon
attack. It sounds
attack
like Majora's Mask, the fucking Zelda game from the late
90s. It's a fun, stupid movie, right? But then the technology on the moon means that his spirit is able to be captured and he can, and it's like an afterlife. Mm. And he sees his mother in the afterlife. And he goes, I'm here. And then she goes, we downloaded your essence. You're part of the moon now. And me and the Americans went, wah!
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah, we can believe it.
I kind of almost want to watch it now.
I'll send you the 30 seconds that I cut out of it and put on Twitter.
Yes,
and that's
please.
All you need to see.
There's a bit
where they're like, we need to find an old NASA rocket and fly into space to stop the moon. And they find like an old rocket that some people have graffitied, fuck the moon on.
That's pretty funny. We started watching something called Titanic 666, which you've probably
heard about. This
is going to be on your list. Okay, so we started watching it, and it's really bizarre because it's like it's a horror film. It's the Titanic 3. We're like, what happened to the Titanic 2?
There is a Titanic 2.
Oh,
yeah.
And so then all these people are going on it, and they're like, but the ship is cursed somehow. And it's like, maybe just don't build a ship called the Titanic if that's going to be the case. Just don't do that. And it's like, and it's transporting all of this original stuff that was supposed to be on the first Titanic, like all the cursed stuff. It's like, just don't put that on the same ship. Don't. Like
on this with the same name.
With the same name, yeah. It feels like even if you're a little bit superstitious, do not stack the odds against you.
There's some extremely weird conspiracy theories around the Titanic, aren't there? Like wasn't the Titanic.
Yeah.
It was actually the Olympic, which was the other ship built to be exactly like the Titanic, and they just pretended it was the Titanic. It's
why?
Like, well, who gives a fuck? Just say...
Because if they pretended that, they couldn't then go, oh, Titanic's all right, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
They changed the name of the Titanic.
Yeah,
it
doesn't make any sense.
Is it because they wanted to protect the Olympic?
God knows. They were the same ship.
Listen, if you believe any of this shit, show your workings, please.
Yes.
Citation needed, bitch.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Welcome to Mystery on the Rocks.
This one's not working.
Citation needed.
That's a
great
name for a podcast. Thank you for listening to Mystery on the Rocks. We'll never be back. Off to start. Citation needed, bitch.
So that's the Lost Cosmonauts. That was our first episode here.
Yes,
I enjoyed
that.
Studio.
It was great.
Mm.
Masood, how's it feel to like have abandoned your family? Now we're all just doing this.
Great.
You feel good? Yeah, you raised her as well as you could. The rest is up to her, I guess.
I'm sort of going for the, like, I watch a lot of nature programs recently, so I'm sort of going for the, like, the animal approach of, like, here's what I can do. I've done enough now.
Yeah.
You can walk. You can feed yourself.
That's it.
Now
like,
it's time for you to
baby
go
bell.
Out and...
Baby Bell!
She had about three today.
She's fucking out of control, man.
But she loves to... We peel it together, so she'll have one thing and I'll have the other and we'll go...
Like that. You're and depriving I'm, her of that, though.
No? Well, that's what I told her. I did that. I went like, no, it's for you to... I don't want to peel it. This is your thing. You get to do it. I'm trying to write a bit about how...
That'll be a memory. Like, when... Like, you'll have been dead for 30 years... And she'll have children of her own, maybe grandchildren.
Yeah.
And then she'll peel a baby bell and then she'll remember.
Ah.
And then the planet will be on fire because of climate change.
But hopefully I will be part of the moon by then.
They downloaded your essence, Masood. You're part of the moon.
I'm part of the moon now.
Right.
What a fucking stupid moon.
You're part of the moon now.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. That was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As we said, we had heard a little bit about it before, but
well, I didn't know. I hadn't.
I only remember those two recordings, the woman burning up and the other one. But I didn't remember those other ones were new to me.
The Morse code one must have been easy to fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's easy. We don't even have to record anything.
It was just them going, beep, 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 beep. They went, no, this is what they did. They went, beep, 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 beep. And they were like, that is a Morse code.
We'll see you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Mystery on the rocks, oh yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks,
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.